It's a hot and humid summer day across our area, and the combination of heat, humidity, and the approach of a rather vigorous cold front all will bring us the threat for some severe weather in the coming hours, the potential for some of these storms to produce some damaging wind gusts. Some may produce some large hail, torrential downpours, and there's even the potential for an isolated tornado across portions of the Northeast this afternoon. So you definitely have to stay weather aware in the coming hours and be prepared to take action in the event that any of these thunderstorms do close in on your location. So that threat goes through about mid to late evening as that front crosses our area. Showers and storms will come to an end around midnight in most areas, though there may be a lingering shower or storm, especially southeast of Albany, through about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So for now, we have some turbulent weather to deal with, but that will be followed by a couple of really nice days across the area. And if you're not a fan of heat and humidity like we have right now, you'll be a big fan of the weather coming up here across the region over the next couple of days. As some cooler, almost fall-like air settles in, by tomorrow we'll have the front off to our east. Dew points will drop way off, and when those dew points move from where they are right now near 70, which is basically oppressive or tropical, down into the 60s and then in the 50s tomorrow, it'll feel refreshing, almost like a fall day across the area. Temperatures tomorrow will be cooler as well. Highs will be mainly in the 70s. We could even see a few of the highest elevations hold in the 60s tomorrow afternoon, and we're looking for a nice mix of clouds and sunshine as we go through the day, and the breezes will be up as well, so it'll feel quite refreshing compared to what we have right now. Moving into Thursday, the weather picture remains a quiet one with partly sunny skies across the area. Should see a decent amount of sunshine through the day. The humidity levels remain nice and low on Thursday. In fact, the air is even drier on Thursday than it will be tomorrow. Temperatures on Thursday will be largely in the lower to mid 70s, so those 60s in the mountains are even more likely as we head through the day on Thursday. And as we move into Friday, the weather picture looks to remain quiet as well. And temperatures will, again, be a little bit cool for this time of year, mainly in the 70s with 60s in the higher terrain. So in the coming hours, be aware of the potential for strong to severe and damaging thunderstorms across the area. And then for the rest of the week, the weather is looking fantastic. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly this evening, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and much less humid, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with showers and storms likely, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and much less humid, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and much less humid, high 76 to 82. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly this evening, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and much less humid, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, with highs in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains, and on Friday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s, 60s in the higher terrain. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.